Mini episode 1755 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our 2024 NFC South preview in the FDH Lounge. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here today with one of my fellow original FDH Lounge dignitaries, my great pal Chris Galloway. And again, we go through all the divisions before every NFL season. It is a tradition like none other in the FDH Lounge. And part of the tradition is, if you want to hear our macro level thoughts for the season, go back to our AFC East one, which is the first one that we did, which is mini episode 1748. That's a little bit towards the top of that segment. It wasn't real long because, again, there have been a lot more active off seasons in the NFL than the one that we just had, but you'll hear our thoughts on that there. All the rest of these are, for the most part, specifically per division, except if I might go on a tangent comparing something from another division to that, which you'll get that from time to time. But in looking at the NFC South, this is one of these things where, again, just an absolute dog crap division for the last couple of years, a shameful division. If ever there was a division that could be relegated to the UFL, perhaps it might be this one. And Chris, I don't see that changing this year.
No, this division is it's going to be tough. There's a team clearly at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
There are then three teams that with question marks, and probably one team with what we expect will be slightly better quarterback play, and then therefore I'm going to pick them to win the division.
Well, I think we're probably picking different teams here, and I can tell you that I definitely switched somewhere along the way from when I wrote my run-on sentences to when I did my playoff predictions. So the baseline for each of these segments can be found in Fantasy Football Draftology 2024, available on the main page at fantasydrafthelp.com, pages 17 and 18. One run-on sentence for each NFL team. Page 18 is where you'll find the NFC, and right now specifically the NFC South. So, looks like from the order that I had them here, like I initially had them picked for third in the division, I've got 1, 2, 3 as almost a dead heat. But it makes it kind of funny, based on what I said about them, that I'm actually going to pick them to win more or less by default and be the taller than Mickey Rooney award for this division. And that is New Orleans. The world record for longest time treading water on the Gulf of Mexico goes to this franchise as they enter what seems like their 59th consecutive season of having too many holes on both sides of the ball to win the league's crappiest division. Yeah, I definitely wasn't picking them at that point. Tampa Bay. The team still has some needs, some on the offensive line and some in the back seven, but in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. Well, again, I've deviated on that opinion slightly since then. Atlanta, before the draft, this team looked to be in position to take the divisional title and get murked on their home field in the wild card round, but still. But the goofy, duplicative quarterback decisions and other bad draft moves definitely set them back. Carolina, their buffoon owner, serves as the poster child for a franchise that can't get out of its own way and has a roster in absolutely brutal shape. So, one way or another, Chris, I'm guessing probably not a whole lot that you would find to quibble with on any of those assessments.
Not a lot to quibble with. I think that this is a middling division with a lot of teams with a lot of flaws and a lot of question marks, and they're all going to be struggling to get above 9 wins if they can. I'm going to go with the Falcons to do so.
Okay.
I'm gonna have them actually in the back half of the season surge to 10 wins.
Wow!
And finish 10-7. I think people gotta. I mean, again, they don't have a pass rush. right? That defense is suspect as hell. But they have a quarterback who can now deliver the football. They have a running back who will probably go for 1,500 yards or more. Bijan Robinson is the real deal. He finished last year with like 1,400 scrimmage yards. I think he's a guy that's just gonna feast for your fantasy team. The front half of their schedule's rough, but I think by the back end, they'll know who they are under new coach Raheem Morris, and they will end up with 10 wins and in the first, you know, being first in the division. I then have scrappy Baker Mayfield and the Buccaneers right there at 8 wins, 8 and 9 in second place. Again, holes all over the place. You know, a franchise that's starting to fade from the couple good years of Tom Brady. And then New Orleans, again, another team I'm going to have with 8 wins. They've got some pieces, but then a lot of holes and some question marks. And then lastly, you know, the Panthers with 5 wins. If the Panthers ruin Sam Darnold, they're in the process of ruining Bryce Young. So look for the Panthers to be lousy again and to blow it all up with a tumultuous owner and to star all over. But I've got the Falcons winning a terrible division, surging at the end of the year and working their way into the playoffs.
The Falcons surging to 10 wins, as you said, all I can say is this show came on here in January of 07. I think the Iraq surge would have seemed less likely at the time than the Falcons surging to 10 wins this year.
Ah, yes, but it also, the surge was successful. So I think it's funny. That's a really great example of how bad the division is, right?
Right.
That a second half of the season surge, you know, and they'll get to 10 wins. 10 and 7 will be the high water mark for the division, and everybody will be stunned that the team in this division won 10 games. That tells you how bad the division is. But somebody's coming out of this division, and I think it's going to be the Falcons this go around.
10 and 7, and that's one of those things where that's real nosebleed territory for this division. The one thing that seems true is you look at Philadelphia last year, the way that they were just collapsing at the end, and they broke the string of teams coming in and murking whoever hosted them in that first round playoff game. You got to think that tradition resumes this year, yes, where the 5 just comes in and just blasts them.
Well, it's going to depend on who the 5 is, right? I mean, my guess is it's going to be the Lions. So my answer to that is that's what will happen. So, I mean, the Lions are going to have a much better defense. The Lions would be my 5, so they would go in and take care of business in Atlanta with the comfort of playing in a dome in the first round.
Oh, that's true, yeah, because under your scenario, they would be going into a dome. Actually, under my scenario, they'd be going into a dome and playing New Orleans, which is a team that I think, oddly enough, might be even less suited to be able to play a team like Detroit in the first round. But, yeah, I mean, it says an awful lot about how bad the division is. The fact that you and I can both reserve such vitriol to Carolina in such a bad team, like the league's worst division by far and the worst team in the worst division. What an indictment that is of them, and the fish rots from the head down with ownership.
Well, it sure does. And how do you trade away a guy like Brian Burns when you are in desperate need of pieces? I just don't like anything that franchise is doing. The ownership seems like he's just a lunatic. The management seems out to lunch. The coaching is suspect. That franchise seems like they're in a tailspin. So, yeah, I don't, whoever comes out, whether it's you're right about the Saints or I'm right about the Falcons, you know, they're going to get blasted in that 4 or 5. Probably, in my estimation, it's the Lions. You would probably actually have the Packers beating that team, more likely than not, or perhaps the Cowboys being that team. But don't see whoever wins the division getting out of the first round of the playoffs.
It's the Packers, because I've got Dallas missing the playoffs, controversially.
Okay, yeah,
here.
Yeah, I have Dallas missing the playoffs too, so okay. So whether it's Detroit or the Packers, I have Detroit, you have the Packers going to Atlanta or New Orleans and running them out of the building. We see it similarly, we're just disagreeing on those, nip and tuck on those teams.
Well, yes, both ways, yes, between Detroit and Green Bay and between New Orleans and Atlanta on the much lesser end. And I will say also, too, that going through, so thus far I have picked to be a wild card Green Bay, and that's been it out of these divisions here. So we have up after this the NFC West. So when we've done the NFC South previously here again, time-wise, this is going to be our shortest one out of this, because we're not afraid to give short shrift to a division where how many different ways can you say how bad the four teams are in a division? We may make up for that a bit with the NFC West, because spoiler alert, Chris, I've got more than one team coming out of the NFC West and making the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that. And look, at the end of the day, to your point, what do you talk about with four teams that are all going to struggle to get above 500?
Yeah. Yeah, ain't much to say beyond that. I think
we have one team emerging in the playoffs, and we have that team exiting in round one of the playoffs.
Yeah.
So they're kind of a footnote.
Yeah, exactly. Any of these teams I think could be candidates to be replaced relegation wise if football did this by the Birmingham Stallions, but we don't live in a world where that happens. So we'll just have to see these same four putrid teams next year in the NFC South, when they probably won't be any better again, because this has been the pattern for years and years and years. Not to be cynical, but I just was. But again, thank you, Chris, for being a part of this one here, and thank you, everybody, for checking out our 2024 NFC South preview in the FDH Lounge.